welcome back.
Hi, everyone.
Thanks for clicking on our podcast.
Yes, this is the first episode of our season 2.
Mm-hmm. We decided to end season 1 on 10 episodes, and then we're starting season 2, doing a little rebranding.
Yes.
So probably it'll look different. But this week we have a spicy episode, starting off the season spicy. And we haven't done an episode like this yet. So, but first, let's do a check-in. Let's not reveal what our topic is.
Okay, check-in. Check-in. Life is just as usual. I've been just like, kind of like homeschooling myself. So, not sponsored, but I'm subscribed to Skillshare. So I've been like just taking Adobe classes on Skillshare to like improve my graphic design skills and like
sponsor
also reading
us,
a book.
Please.
Yes.
You can sponsor Skillshare.
Sponsor us. And I don't know, just reading books about like advertising, and it has been so helpful, honestly. Like, it's more helpful than the PowerPoint that my professor made. Anyways. Yeah, it's very helpful. And today, I went to IKEA with my parents, and then it was actually the first time that we ate out in like a year as a family. So it was really exciting, and then it was just so nice to go to IKEA because it brought back so many memories from Hong Kong, because I used to go to IKEA with my families on the weekend all the time, and I love the food there. They have really good hot dogs, even though I'm vegetarian now, but then they have a veggie dog, and today I tried their plant balls, and they're so good.
Ooh.
Like, they literally taste like actual meatballs.
Yeah. I need to go. I don't know where the nearest IKEA is to me. I don't think it's that far, but oh my god, I haven't been to IKEA in so long. I went with my mom in Hong Kong to the Causeway Bay one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like that one because it's so, like, claustrophobic.
Really? Yeah. The one that I go to is in Sha Tin, and it's, like, I think it's the biggest one in
Hong Kong.
It's
bigger, yeah. That one is bigger.
It's really big.
Yeah. Wow, fun.
How about you?
I saw family yesterday. My aunt, like, you know how, like, we always drink soup as Chinese? And we always drink soup before a meal and stuff, but I, like, don't really know how to make Chinese soup. So my aunt actually made a huge bowl or whatever. What are those called? Yechong. Those, like, huge containers of, what is that soup called? I don't remember what it's called. She just said
what
it
does
yesterday.
It, have?
It has, like, see, I don't remember that vegetable. It's, like, long and, I don't know. Things
well, that's so helpful. It's long.
It's like long and dark green.
And what?
So long and dark green. So it kind of looks like mui chai.
Is it saiyan chai?
Yes, saiyan chai.
Oh my gosh, I just had saiyan chai tang yesterday too.
Oh my god, really?
My mom just made saiyan chai tang yesterday too.
Yes. So I had saiyan chai tang with
oh my god,
I think gai sun or absinthe, something, some kind of sun.
Yeah, absinthe. Well, but yes. I don't eat it now. I used to eat it.
You can still drink the soup, though. So I had some with dinner, and I'm so happy. And then I took home a lot of food from their place, and it's so nice to have, like, home-cooked food. But then, oh my gosh, on Saturday, me and our friend Madison went to the Olivia Rodrigo, like, car wash because of her new album, and I just have not been listening to any other music. But basically, she had a car wash in LA where, like, she sent out an email for, like, her top subscribers and stuff, or top listeners. So it was a free car wash, free, like, souvenirs and stuff. But, yeah, so Madison found, like, a link online, and then we ended up going, which was super fun. It was interesting. And then, yeah, not much. I've just been, like, helping my mom do some stuff for, like, her logistical thing. So just adulting. And then, oh my god, I actually got my Costco card today.
Wow, actually,
so I'm a real adult. I know, it's a sign.
My Costco card is still attached to my mom's membership.
Oh, mine is attached to my mom's membership, but I have my own card now. I never used to have my own card because we never go to Costco in college. Like,
missing,
I feel like,
out.
I know. I feel like only people go to Costco, like, when they're buying for retreat. like retreat things.
Yeah.
But then I never had to do that, so I just never went to Costco. But now I understand Costco's power. Also, like, we bought pillows from Costco today.
Oh, yeah.
So
they're cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, they were $11, and they're like good quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So busy, busy, nice. But still pretty good. I think when I'm like chilling, so I have like really busy days and then like really free days for some reason. It's just so extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm like super free, I just don't know what to do with myself and I need to find a new hobby. Like George's just like play my old Switch games and like just start a new like account on the Switch and stuff. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'll do that. But then I don't know. I want to do something that's like, I don't know. I don't really care about playing games that much, even though it passes time. So we'll see.
Make little DIY stuff. Like me, I've been making so much like rings and stuff. I don't know. It makes me happy.
That's good. I mean, it's good that you wear it. Yeah. It's like useful. Yay. Mm-hmm.
Look, I made this phone charm too.
Mm. Wow. I feel like I had that when I was younger.
Yeah. All the Y2K stuff.
Y2K, but I feel like I have been thrifting a lot when I have free time because I didn't bring that many clothes with me, but then now I have too many and I'm like, I need to stop. So here we are. I don't know what to do now.
It's okay, just living life.
Mm-hmm. Cool. We're trying out here.
Cool. So should we move on to this or that?
Yes.
Yes, okay, so this week we have, would you prefer taxi, bus, or MTR in a Hong Kong sense, you know, like Hong Kong public transportation. Which public transportation would you prefer?
I used to always take the taxi home because, like, so, I don't know why, but I would take the minibus from my school back to the MTR station closest to my, like, where I lived, but then because to go up to my, like, where I lived, I had to walk up this huge slope, and I would always be too lazy.
That.
Did I tell you that? So I would just take the taxi. Yeah, and at that time, I think it was only $18. Now it's $22, the starting price. But I don't know what I would choose. Maybe MTR, probably. I use it the most. It's most accessible, except during rush hour. Then you have to squeeze with everyone, especially not fun during COVID. Bus, I really like bus too, because I just like chilling. And usually for bus, it's like you don't need to interchange stations like the MTR. You can just like chill until your stop. Yeah. But I get dizzy on the bus.
Oh, yeah, it does happen to me sometimes. Especially if you're like sitting like backwards.
Yeah. You
know,
Yeah. So, and then, like, on the bus, I'm always, like, please don't sit next to me. I'm always so scared someone will come sit next to me. Maybe I need to take MTR. I don't really take taxi that much anymore. It does happen.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that reminded me of, like, fun buses stories.
What happened? Did someone sit next to you?
Yeah. But MTR for you?
Yeah, MTR, I think.
Okay. Well, okay, so, yeah. I think I'll pick buses. And I feel like I've talked about it somewhere.
I think so too, yeah.
Yeah, because I can take naps on there.
Yeah.
Just because, like you said, I don't have to like change stops and stuff on a bus. And usually when I take a bus is when I'm going to further places, like in Mong Kok. From where I live, going to Mong Kok will take like 45 to an hour. Or sometimes, like, even if I'm going to Hong Kong Island, it takes 1.5 hours. So, because of that, I always love taking naps on buses, and they're the best naps.
Yes. But
I do remember, like, so many instances where I'll be, like, sleeping super, super well, and then, like, I accidentally, like, lean on the person.
Next,
we don't even know each other, we're just strangers. And I also remember like other people did that to me too.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
But then it's so funny how like, especially if you take like the morning buses to Hong Kong Island, because usually people have to wake up really early to catch the bus so then they can get to work on time. Usually especially on the second floor of the bus, they'll literally turn off the lights on the second floor, and then everyone on that
Oh.
like second floor will be sleeping at that
Is
time. And then
asleep.
when it's time to like when we get to Hong Kong Island, the buses will turn on the lights.
Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't know
yeah,
that. I just, yeah,
yeah,
I didn't know that. Never took a bus that early in the
yeah.
morning,
It's just so
but
funny how the whole bus is asleep,
yeah,
basically.
that makes sense though. And I feel like bus
Yeah.
is cheaper. Like MTR can add up, but I feel like bus is cheaper. And then there was a time when, you know how like in the MTRs there's a pole in the middle, it's like everyone
Yeah.
holds on to it just for balance and
Yeah.
stuff, because it jolts
Yeah.
really hard too. It never happened to me, but I know like it happened to my friend where she like grabbed it, but then she thought it was her friend's hand, and then she grabbed her friend's hand. Also, she was like playing with the person's hand. She was like picking at the fingers like this to like remove the person's hand from the pole, and then it turned out to be a stranger. Yeah, just MTR,
Random.
like public transportation things, also very crowded, so I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
I remember when I was younger, you know how you can like hold on to the little swingy things like for balance,
Yeah,
and
your
I was never
swing.
tall enough when I was younger. I was just like play in the
Yeah.
MTR, which was not
Yeah.
appropriate. Don't do that, kids. But I used to do that in the MTR.
Oh my gosh, me too. Me too. And then like also, back then when I go to school, I have to take the light rail train. Is that what you call it? Yeah, Hing Tiet.
Yeah, Hing
Yeah, and
Tiet.
then like I just remember like, the Hing Tiet, it would be so crowded in the morning because all the students are like rushing to go to school, and like you always like your face is literally like in between backpacks.
Yeah. Also
Yeah,
rush
it's kind of
hour,
crazy.
like
Yeah,
after
and
work
people will
time.
literally squeeze so hard, like even though if it's already packed, because like if they don't get on that train, they will be late to school, and then they will just like keep squeezing and squeezing. It's crazy.
Yeah. And then the doors will close and they'll reopen because they
Oh
can't
my
fit that
gosh,
many people in there.
yeah, or like
But people
the
don't really
backpack
care.
got like
Yeah, the
stuck
backpack gets
between.
squished.
Oh my
Yeah, but
gosh,
then I
so
feel
many
like,
memories.
I know, people don't really care though. I do that too. You're
Yeah, me
squishing.
too. Yeah. Yeah. And also imagine the not winter, in the summer. It's hella hot.
I know, even though there is AC, but
Yeah.
still.
So you're like
There's
sweaty
so many
and
people.
like,
I know.
ew.
I
And
know.
some people smell too.
Yeah, so maybe the
Yeah.
bus is better. But then, even like on the bus, when it gets so crowded, people stand in between the aisles anyway.
Yeah.
So it's still the
Yeah.
same.
It's just Hong Kong, too
Yeah.
many people.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, okay.
Anyways, we're just delaying before we get to this topic. So I actually saw this, someone on another podcast I listened to called You Can Sit With Us. Actually, I don't know if you know the Try Guys, but their wives, their spouses, basically have, not wives, Keith's wife, Ariel, which is Ned's wife, and then Zach's fiance. So they have a podcast together called You Can Sit With Us, and they did this game too, where they would list out a scenario and then they would discuss whether it was a deal breaker or a red flag. So like in the
In a
relationship dating
relationship,
realm.
yeah.
So I thought this was really cool for us to do because we never talked about like dating in our podcasts yet.
Maybe I've been avoiding it. I don't want to
We've been
face
avoiding it.
it.
But yes, that is what we will be doing today. Wait, did you choose one public transportation?
Oh, bus, yeah.
Okay, back to our topic. So, I guess we can start with a little background on our dating history. Would you like to go first?
Oh
Summer's
my god.
laughing.
Well, my dating history, like how far back should I go? Like my first crush
The most
or
memorable one, like the most like actual dating, I guess, like the first,
yeah.
I don't know,
Okay.
maybe.
Well, there are a few ones that I can like highlight there, I think.
Okay.
I would start like from when I was in Hong Kong. So I actually have never been in a relationship when I was in Hong Kong, but I did have like a lot of like, Just like boys and girls being boys and girls, like chasing each other, and then like there
And
was
you went to
this
boy and girl
guy.
school, like both, like co-ed school.
Co-ed school. So like there was this boy who like chased me for like a year, I think. And I didn't even know him at first. He was just from another class, and then all of a sudden like this guy would WhatsApp me. And then would start talking to me, and then he like chased me for like a year, and
Oh my
then
God.
and later on you'll also notice a pattern in all of my relationships. So we went on like a date, and like I still remember the first time we went on a date. We went to watch a movie. On the Planet of the Apes or something, I don't remember.
Oh my
But then, like,
God.
really, he like grabbed my hands when we were watching
Damn, he made a
the movie.
move.
And then I remember that time, like my heart was like racing so hard, because that was my first handholding. So that was my first time holding hands with a dude. But then it was so funny because. After we went on like I think 3 dates or something, he ghosted me right
Oh
before my
my
birthday too. He ghosted me,
Rude.
and I don't know what happened. And I did liked him, but he was just saying that like oh like our personality doesn't match, or like I forgot like something about him being not
Boys.
good enough for me. Like I
Oh my
had
God, I
to also like
hate
force him to
it.
talk to me. I talked to his friends. Like I was kind of, I don't know if I'm a bitch or something, but I talked to his friend and I made his friend help me to talk to him. I still remember in McDonald's.
Oh,
And
the
it
McDonald's
sounded like
iconic.
a negotiation where I have a friend sit with me, and then he had a friend with him, and then we're sitting on in a table, four people, and then trying to have a conversation. I'm trying to have him tell me what happened. It was such a big, like, I make it such a big deal. But then,
I'm sure it was though
at the
at the
end, I
time,
still don't
like,
know, like, what
yeah.
happened. Yeah,
That's
I
not
still
far
don't know
from a lot of
why.
like toxic men I know now. It's okay. It's the same. People now are like
Oh
that
my
too, like
gosh.
people
Well,
our
so, and
age.
now, from that point, that kind of became, like, I feel like somewhat a pattern in my relationship. So, my and then when I moved to San Francisco, I also have not like an actual relationship, but then I had a thing, like a super toxic thing with the dude. Okay, this is gonna take like 30 minutes for me to
I
go
know,
through
I know.
everything.
Just summarize.
Toxic relationship. Oh, I had a crush on this guy, and then he was my first kiss, and then after a while, he thinks that it doesn't work or something. I don't know. But then it was really toxic because he was saying things like, I look too skinny. And then he was like, for this relationship to work out, I have to gain, like, I don't know, 10 pounds by the end of the month. So
Who are
the
you? My
innocent
personal trainer?
summer at the time, he's like pretty big on like working out and stuff. But he like fuller girls. I
Oh my
don't know why I
God, get
like
out of here,
him. I
bro.
don't know why. Oh, Kevin Nguyen. And then this person name is Kevin Nguyen. So
Every
I don't know
other
if there's like a
Asian man.
stereo. Yeah, every other Kevin Nguyen is just like that.
Oh my gosh, sorry to the Kevin Nguyens who are listening. If you are not
So
like
that
that,
was
but if
really
you are like
toxic
that,
because
I'm just going at these
Okay,
Kevin ones for you. Sorry, continue.
so that was like the time that I don't know, it just doesn't help with like all the homesickness and stuff, and like I think because of that I also like had a really bad relationship with food for a while. And then until I went to college, things like got a lot better. And then well, Crystal knows this. my freshman year, yeah, I dated a guy, but then we realized that it doesn't really work out. Like we've been like on and off, like we have a thing for like a few months, and then we didn't label it for like I think a few months, like half a year, even though he met my parents, we still didn't label our relationship. We met each other's parents, we still didn't label the relationship. And then at the time, I also felt like I was compromising a lot of myself to like make the relationship work. And then eventually it just didn't work out. So that was like second year of freshman year to like first semester of my sophomore year. And then I think after that, I just went like all out because I just had like a lot of flings after that. Because I was like, oh my gosh, like I really need to live out my life, live out my college life.
Yeah.
And then I just have a bunch of flings until summer of 2018 or 19. Yeah, I had another relationship for like, I don't know, 5 months, 4 months. That was a good relationship.
Yeah.
But then I also, like, at the end, I realized I didn't really like the guy. And then, so it didn't work out. And then I had another fling, and then that was it. That summarized all of my dating history.
Brief history. Yes.
Yeah. And now I'm also single. Like,
yes. Also, just to the, if people who are listening to this who we have dated in the past, nothing against you.
Nothing against you.
Like, we wish you the best. Yeah. Okay.
Good for me.
Good for you. Stream Olivia Rodrigo's. Good for you.
Yeah.
So for me, also I'll start in Hong Kong. I really liked a really close friend, actually. And we were, like, so close. One of the people I saw the most, we were in a lot of things together, like after school things together, had a lot of mutual friends, was a year older than me, very toxic because he knew that I liked him through a friend. So my friend told him that I liked him, but then I think he liked me before I liked him back. So he was, I think he also liked Jojo like for a few months, but he changed his heart really quickly. So he, after, yeah, so after he liked me, he didn't like me anymore, and he liked someone else, but then I liked him. So I liked him for, like, two years after that or something. Like, two more years after that. So, but then, because we're really good friends, so I watched him get into the relationship, and, like, we would talk about dating stuff together. Yeah. That was really bad, but like, I feel like it kind of mixed up in my head because we're such good friends, and so I felt like some of that friendship loved. I don't know. And then it took me a while to get over this person, but then now we're good friends and we're chill and we talk and stuff. It's just funny. It's like a funny like high school memory. And then I liked, actually no, he's irrelevant. It's fine. I don't need to talk about him. I'm also really good friends with this other person that I liked. But then in senior year of high school, I reunited with one of my crushes, like, over one summer, who actually went to my high school. I think so, probably. So we met, like, at a summer camp, like, when we were 14, and then he went to my high school, the high school that I went to when I was in the U.S., and so then I reunited, and we went, like, to Disneyland and stuff, and we, like, went on a few dates and stuff, but it was nothing substantial. But at the time, I was like, oh my god, this man. I mean, he was older too, and he was already in college. It was my senior year, he was already in college. And so that was my first kiss at 18 as well.
Oh.
Also very toxic because, I don't know, I feel like he just, like, wasn't really into it, and he was just kind of, like, looking for a fling and stuff. But that was my first, like, real thing. So that was really bad also. And then freshman year of college, I also dated someone. That was also really bad. It's fine. Who was also, like, my really good friend. And we're on chill terms now. Like, we're cool and we talk sometimes and stuff. But we started off as just, like, really, really good friends. And then we just, like, yeah. But then I think he had some stuff to figure out himself. So that makes sense. And then after him, then I didn't get into a relationship or anything. I would talk to random people on, like, dating apps and stuff, but then never, like, went on a date. Oh, no, I did. I did sophomore year. The guy from USC, who's a year younger than me. Yeah, that was cool. He was really chill, actually.
I almost forgot about him.
Yeah, me too. I just remembered about him. We went on a few dates and stuff, but then I don't think, like, nothing worked out. We met at a party, actually. And then added him on Facebook. It was at a Halloween party. And then, anyways. And then I just don't think I dated anyone. Or I don't think I wanted to. Or, like, I never found someone that I, like, wanted to date. And then senior year, I met my boyfriend, like, my current boyfriend. And we've been together for, like, a year, almost a year and 8 months.
Wow. At this point. Wow, it's been this long. Oh, my God.
I know. Aww. Like, it sounds, like, not long. It feels not long, but also it feels, like, so long. Mm-hmm. Almost 2 years.
Wow. Yay.
I know.
Congrats.
Yay. It made all the heartbreak worthwhile, I guess. But yeah, right. That was our brief dating history. That it is almost 30 minutes into the podcast.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, I don't. Yeah, we haven't really like dated that much, both of us. I don't think.
Yeah, not real dating. I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, I'm only so 21. So
that is true. True, true, true. You have a lot of time. We're young. So.
All right. So, should we start?
Let's start this game. So we'll say a thing, like a prompt, and then we'll see whether this will be a deal breaker or a red flag to us. Okay, mm-hmm. The first one.
I love the first one. The first one is Republican. Just mm-hmm. Republican, period.
Yeah, just Republican, that's it. And that can mean a lot of things. I think it would be a red flag for me. I don't think it would be a deal breaker. Honestly, like, I'm thinking about this, and I'm like, I don't think I would get close to someone who has, like, very drastic beliefs from me to begin with. So maybe I wouldn't end up dating them. But if I did, I don't think it would be a deal breaker unless they do some weird shit then.
Yeah. I think, like, yeah, I agree. For me, like, moderate Republican might be okay if I have the chance to like maybe try to educate him and like convert him.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's like Trump supporter, then I can't do it. Just no
I just can't. So Republican, red flag, Trump supporter, deal breaker.
Yep.
Yeah, that's hard. We know people who have dated Republicans, and it's interesting. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, so red flag for both of us, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, shall we do number two? Mm-hmm. Is in relation to age, so if they are 5 years older versus, like, 5 years younger.
I
know,
like,
a lot of people who would want to date someone 5 years older, though. Like, I have friends mm-hmm. who set their, like, age limit on Tinder to be, like, 27 and above.
Yeah. I think, for me, okay, I would say, like, I would not, okay, honestly, I would not want to date someone who is 5 years younger than me.
Yeah. Just, what if you're 30 and they're 25?
That's, like, two different, like, life stage, I feel like. Unless I really love that person, like, we really see things in each other that we can't find in anyone else, like, we really feel connected, yeah, then it'll be fine. But then, usually, like, if I'm, like, on dating apps, I'm not gonna set my age range to, like, 5 years younger than me, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But then if I just meet that person, like, randomly, then maybe. But in terms of 5 years older, I think that's fine for me, and then even like older too.
Yeah, what age, like, old can you get to is like acceptable?
Okay, so I'm like really influenced by like my current environment, and right now I'm watching this Hong Kong TV show where there's a relationship where Holiday, okay, Chung Sai-won, and where the main characters, they're literally, I'm pretty sure they're like at least 20 years apart.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say 20 years, but maybe like 10 to 15, maybe.
10 years? I feel like the older you get, the more normal that is. Like if you're 40 and like 40 and 30 years old, that's like pretty normal. It's not too bad. Like too
oh,
like
but
it's not
like
it won't be obvious.
imagine a 20-year-old girl dating a 30-year-old man though.
Yeah,
Like
then see, yeah,
20
then
year old, you're
that's
still
kind
in
of
college.
sus. Yeah. But if you're 25 and
Like
35,
sugar
I don't
daddy.
would that be weird? I don't know. Yeah, I don't think
Yeah.
I could do younger, 5 years younger, 'cause like different life stages. That's I don't think
Yeah.
I could. I think older I could. Like if they were 5 years older. But then I think it would have to depend on the person, 'cause I think I need someone who is very young, like a young soul. So if they're old and they're like have a very old soul, like very like can't be fun and doesn't like to watch Disney movies and stuff, I don't think I could. Or like very straight, like not playful, I don't think I could do that.
That's Sam
That's
in the
Sam.
show. In the
Holiday, what are
show.
you doing?
But then the holiday is like so like youthful and energetic and funny, and
Yeah.
it just but then like their relationship literally melts my heart. Like holiday is so it's because like they're the exact opposite and like they just attract to their, each other and then create such a cute relationship. Ah, that's off topic,
So, wait, so
but
is this a red flag or deal breaker? I think if they're
younger
like
will be a red flag.
deal breaker. Oh, I was gonna say deal breaker for younger. Like if it's a
Still
year
a red
younger,
flag.
it's fine. But if it's 5 years younger, then I don't think I would.
Yeah. But I still want to give the person the benefit of the doubt, you know? Like maybe happens to be very mature.
Maybe, yeah. So
Yeah.
would they both be, so younger is red flag for you?
Yeah.
I think younger would be deal breaker for me.
Cool.
Okay. Let's go on to the next one.
Doesn't believe in your religion or is an atheist.
So like for me I'm religious, so if they don't believe in my religion, and then for Summer, if they were to be like super religious.
I think for me, if they're super religious, that would be a red flags, I think, because I just don't have crystals this, so I was like, I don't want to go to mass every weekend.
What if they try to
sorry,
like,
but
what if on your first date they like say a lot of like religious things to you? Like Bible verses
I'll
and
try to be
stuff.
respectful, definitely, but I don't think there's gonna be a second date.
Oh no.
Yeah. Also, like my family is more not like we're not atheists. Like we're kind of mix of Taoist and like Buddhism. We don't follow a lot of things right now in America, but then back then we had a lot of like traditions and like rituals to follow. I just feel like I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to go to mass every weekend.
That's fair.
Sorry.
So, would it be a red flag for you, or would it be a deal breaker? Sounds like deal breaker, no second
If
date.
they are like super religious, and if they try to like convert me into religious, then it would be a deal breaker.
That's fair. I think this would be a red flag for me, because like growing up, I was always like, I want someone in my religion so I wouldn't have to explain myself. And like, even with like getting married, like Catholicism, like every religion has their own way of doing things, so it'd be easier. But then, I mean, now like my boyfriend isn't in my same religion, and I don't know why I made such a big deal out of it before though, like growing up. But I think me before this relationship, I would say it was a red flag. Because it was pretty high up on like my list of like what I want. But then it doesn't really matter as long as like they're willing to be respectful to your religion and like listen to you when you want to talk about it and stuff. Which my boyfriend is really supportive, and he went to church with me once. So
Yay.
he's like,
Yay
what do
to
I
George.
do? But yeah, this probably wouldn't be neither a deal breaker or a red flag to me. Unless they like,
Okay.
if they were atheists and they like tried to make me not believe in my religion, then I would be
Yeah.
like, that would be a
So they
deal
have to be
breaker.
respectful.
Yeah. They have to be respectful and like, don't yuck my yum.
Yes, corn.
Okay, next one. Very fitting to our times.
Yeah.
They don't believe that COVID is real and they don't wear a mask. I'll say
Instantly.
indoors.
Okay. Yeah. That's a deal breaker. Sorry.
Same. I think
No,
that's a deal
you're just
breaker.
like a bad person, I feel like. Well, maybe I'll try to like if this person is like I don't know how I would be friends with these people, but like if it happens that like this people is just being misled, then I'll try to like educate them. But yeah, no, I don't think in a relationship I can be with people this dumb.
Uneducated. No, yeah, me too. I'm like, how do you not read the news? Do you not like use social media at all? I don't know. To me, it's just like when you see people around you dying, like, and then you don't think it's real. Like,
Yeah, no, those people are just so deep into like conspiracy theories, I feel like, that they don't
yeah.
believe anyone around them.
Or the people around them are like all the same. They
Also,
all have the same
yeah.
mindset.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
Yeah,
I don't
also
want to
like
deal with
with
this in my
me either. And especially
life.
with like wearing a mask, it's like it's easy. You just do it. Like with people
Yeah.
protesting like their freedom being infringed
Yeah.
upon because of a mask, I'm like I
Hello, there
can't.
are other things.
Yeah, deal breaker
Let's
for
take this.
sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, should we move on to the next one?
Yes,
I
yes,
think it's
yes.
a similar one. A flat earther. I don't know what
I
planet this person live in.
Have you been on a plane? Maybe they haven't been on a plane. I don't know if like how aggressive they are, if they like only think if only they say they're a flat earther because like their parents have taught that to them, then I'd be like, let's do some research and let's talk about this. Then I don't think it would be a deal breaker because I don't think it would affect the relationship that much.
But like if they believe in flat earth, a flat earth, then what else do they believe in? You know?
That's the
It's
thing.
like
You'd
a, the
have to
same
like,
like
yeah.
conspiracy theory kind of believer.
Yeah.
I think it's a
So
deal
would it,
breaker for me.
you think it's a breaker?
Yeah.
I think it's a red flag. Damn, you're brutal with the
My
deal
standard
breakers.
is really high now, I feel like, after all of my
Yeah.
relationships.
Honestly, that's not a bad thing though. It's a good thing. Yeah, have high standards. Or else you'll end up with shitty men. Okay, the next one. I wrote this. So if they like critique you or like they complain that you're or they say that you're too old for, to like watch Disney movies, watch Disney Channel, go to Disneyland, is that a red flag or deal breaker?
I think it's a red flag. Like, okay, but then there's also a distinction between, okay, you can complain a little bit, but if you're still willing to do this with me, and still try to respect me and try to like have fun together while watching Disney movies or going to Disneyland instead of like complaining, then I think that's okay because my dad does it too. Like my dad hates going to Disneyland, and he does
Oh.
not like watching Disney movies, but I still make him watch it with me, you know. But
But
that's the
he won't be
compromise
like,
that he
yeah.
makes. But then I know what you're saying though. Like you have to be on the same level of like I don't know like happiness
What
when
if
you go
like
to.
they're like rude about it?
I
They're
think
like, you're too
that's
old.
a.
Like you're like 23.
Yeah.
Why are you like, why do you like Disney
That's
so
a red
much?
flag, you know? That's a pretty big red flag. Like, if you really do love me, then why are you bothering over like these little things? You know, why are you being so mean
Yeah.
about it?
I feel
Yeah.
like at that point I would be like, no, definitely no second date. Like that's just rude.
Well, of course, yeah. If they say that on the first date, I think you kind of know just what kind of person they are.
Yeah,
They
if they
only want to
say
say that on the
outright
first
like
date. Yeah.
rudely, then it's a deal breaker. But if they like
Yeah.
maybe are not into Disney and stuff, then it's a red flag.
Yeah. Well, like it's okay they're not into Disney, but like if they're rude about it, then it's not okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think if someone is rude at all, that would be a deal breaker for me. Like, I don't need them to be a gentleman to like pull out my chair or like do that stuff. Just like don't just be a decent human.
Just be be a human. Hello.
Yeah.
Honestly,
Yeah,
when I say
okay.
high standard, my standard is not actually that high. You just need to think like an actual human.
Oh my gosh. You just had too low standards before, and now. No, now we, because you've had such bad past people, you just need to lower your standard. You just ask for a decent human. Okay, next one.
I think this is an interesting one.
Why?
Okay. Wants to stay friends with his ex or tells you about his ex, lover, or crush.
Why is this one interesting?
I don't know if this is like controversial. I don't know. I don't think it's a deal
Oh.
breaker or red flags.
Really?
Well, I guess it also depends on like the tone they tell you about like their exes or
'Cause yeah.
staying friends. If they're like, "Oh, I used to do this with my ex and always talking about her, how like making me feel like I'm worse than his ex or like crush or whatever," then that would be a big red flag. But if they're just telling like with the intention of like understanding where each other is coming from, I would be very curious to learn about their dating history. And I feel like it's totally possible to stay friends with exes.
Yeah, I agree. It's very possible to stay friends. I just put this there because it happened to me. And it should have been a red flag, but then I like totally dismissed it. Because like when I got into a relationship with this person, like he was still very into his past crush, whatever. His past, what is it called? What are they called? His past like love interest. That he is really good friends with and stuff. And so like he would tell me when we were like because like before we actually started dating, we like were more intimate than like actual friends. And so at that in that period, that oimo period, that like period before you like actually get into a relationship but you're like a thing, that period, and we were exclusive, but he would still tell me things, or like how his past love interest upset him or how they interacted today and it made him really mad.
What? Wait. But that's kind of a big red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, in
But
that
then at
case,
the
that's a red flag.
time, I was like, you're sharing your life with me. Tell me about, I want to hear, I want to take your burdens and I
But
want to
then,
hear
like,
about your life.
he still likes. That means he still likes his crush, but then
I
he's
don't
in a relationship
know.
with you.
Yeah, and then he would say things like, you're so much better than her. Or like he would say things like, she hurt me so bad, and then but you would never hurt me. Like that's not stuff like that that would compare me to her and stuff. And even after we broke up, he still like was like had the same feelings for her. So, and the reason that we broke up was because he said that he wanted to work on himself and stuff, and he didn't think he was good enough for me and stuff. But like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was because of her.
Like men always just use like to use these kind of excuse to
Yeah.
what's the word to like make themselves feel better because they're putting themselves down and they're trying to live up the other person, but then like in a sense to like make themselves feel better because like now they're the bad guy. And like I don't know, okay, maybe I'm not making any sense here, but
That
like
sounds
I just
about
want to
right.
oh. And then
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, I don't
I
know
don't know.
why at the time I was like, this is not a red flag. I'm pretty sure all my friends, because that was freshman year, so I didn't know yet, but I'm pretty sure everyone around me was like, bruh, don't do it. And then I was like, no. I think, see, the Hong Kong shows and songs fucked with me.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, so definitely a red flag, maybe even a deal breaker. Like maybe going forward, people, if you're listening to this podcast, the one thing I want you to take away is that if they keep telling you about their like ex-crush, maybe that's a red flag and you should run the other way. Like they're probably really good people. It's just like they probably aren't in the best place to be with
Yeah.
you.
Like, if they're not like over with their ex, then that is a red flag. Well, but then that also reminded me of, like, my last relationship. He was pretty close with his, like, ex, but then I was fine with it. Like,
I think that's fine. Yeah. So it did. I think I'd be fine with that too.
Yeah. Like, if also, I think feel like being honest is very, very important in terms of, oh, like, I'm still friends with this person. Are you okay with it? Or like, I'll be hanging out with this person today. Just want to let you know. You know.
Yeah.
I think in that case, that would be like building trust.
Yeah, and if like your partner is uncomfortable with that, then maybe there needs to be more like elaboration on that topic to talk about it.
Yeah. So it still depends.
How about if like they won't like let you go see like an ex or like a really close friend of the opposite sex? Do you think that would be a deal breaker?
No, I respect their space though. You know? It's like, yeah, I don't want to force to like hang out with their ex or like
Yeah, if it makes them uncomfortable,
if they don't invite me, like, I probably won't bring it up. Or if, like, I brought it up and he's not comfortable with it, I think I'll be okay. As long as we communicate why.
Whew, okay.
Told you, that was an interesting one.
Yeah. Okay, next one. I wrote this one, too. Okay, so they're very arrogant, always bragging about their past achievements. And, like, for example, high school or college, they would brag about being, like, ASLMU president. Not ASLMU. Oh, my God. What is it called? Student body president. ASB. That's what it's called.
ASB.
Yeah. ASB president, or, like, bragging about, like, getting certain awards and stuff. Like, imagine this is the first date, and then they're, like, telling you excessively about their achievements. In a braggy way.
Well, that would be a red flag. But I also feel like it depends on the way they communicate themselves, right? If they're talking in a very arrogant way, then that would be a red flag. But then at the same time, like, it's okay to just talk about your past achievements because, like, it is a part of you. And, like, I want to know what you've done in the past. Like, I remember, like, back then, like, my college life is really just, like, my club life. I don't have a personal life. So, like, when I talk to people and tell them about, like, myself, I'll be, like, talking all about, like, oh, all the things that I do in school.
Yeah.
And I think that's okay because they are a part of you. But then if you're, like, saying it in a way that makes it sound so, like, arrogant, like, look at me, like, I got this award and like did this, then that would be too condescending. That would be a red flag.
I agree. It's like how they tell you, but also like if someone keeps bragging about themselves, I just don't vibe with that. Like I can't deal with people who are like cocky and arrogant, even if they don't mean to be. Like I think some people sometimes are like, maybe they come off that way or they unconsciously, like, you know, talk that way, but then they don't really mean it. It just comes off as that to me. And I think I'm very sensitive when people are arrogant. So I feel like that would be a red flag to me. Not, like, red flag as in, like, they're a bad person. Just probably, like, a red flag to, like, oh, I don't think I would date this person. But they'd be a cool friend or something like that. Like, I just don't think I could date someone who... Yeah. Like, I don't know, just because, like, the arrogance personality trait is so far from how I was raised and, like, my parents and stuff. And my parents was always, like, just be humble. Like, that's the most important thing. So, I don't know, just, like, I can't stand people who are arrogant.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah. Or, like, I don't know, just even, like, not even just, like, telling you about their achievements or anything. Even, like, trying to, like, take control of things or, like, show off, like stuff like that. I can't do that. But definitely be red. Maybe it would be red flag, not deal breaker. But I think it would be someone that I wouldn't like want to pursue as more than a friend.
Okay.
Yes. Welcome to my TED Talk. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, no, it makes sense, though. All right, okay, the next one. I wrote this one. They treat friends, their friends, better than they treat you.
It gets, like, spicier now. That, do you know that they treat the friends better, though? Like, do you actively realize that?
Well, I think, like, from, like, because I wrote this and, like, it's because of my past experiences. Yes.
Yes.
I know that. Yeah.
I think it would be a red flag. But then I know I wouldn't have been able to muster up the courage to be like, hello. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be, I think it's a big red flag. Like, of course, like, I understand that, of course, like, I want to give you your space. To, like, spend time with your friends and stuff, obviously. Of course, I think we both need our personal space. But sometimes it gets to a point where, like, I know, like, if you were to pick, you always, like, pick your friend instead of picking me. Then I think that's where the problem is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think at that point it would be a deal breaker. Or
even,
for
like,
then.
if I'm feeling that way and I've communicated to you that I felt that way to you and you still like don't do anything to like make it better, then that's also a red flag. Because like I like even if I'm like your significant others, I'm also your friend.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
I think that would be a huge red flag. I don't know. Would you say it was a red flag or a deal breaker?
Red flag. No, I appreciate people who are like who really treasure their friendships. I think that's a sign of being a good person.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like you cannot just neglect your significant others.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say it's a huge red flag. Yeah. Okay, next one. So you guys are seeing each other, for example, say scenario, and then they leave to go back to college and they don't tell you that they're leaving, even though you've been on like a few dates. It's like hard to pinpoint if these are deal breakers or red flags.
I mean, I feel like this should be a deal breaker.
Deal breaker?
Like what? Unless, like, they have a really, really, like, big reason why they're doing this. Like, how do you don't even have the respect for me to tell me that you're leaving? You know, like, you can just text me and tell me that you're leaving. And then if you don't even have the respect for me to do that, like, why am I still with you?
Yeah. Deal breaker for you. This happened to me. And, like, this person was a year older, so he left for college after being back in, like, his hometown, which is where we were. And then I was texting him the day before he left, actually, because I knew he was leaving soon. So I was like, are we going to hang out today? And then he initially said yes, and then he, like, pushed it, and he was like, oh, I actually still have a lot of friends and family I need to see, so I don't know if I can hang out with you. And then he just didn't text back, and then he got on a plane and left. And I was like,
what a jerk.
And then that was, that was the summer before LMU, so I went into LMU, like, gotten out of this, And I linger over people for a long time, especially people who don't really, like, deserve it. I linger over it a lot for a long time. So this man's should have been a deal breaker.
Like a Pinto Pop thing that like influenced me to think like that, to be like that.
Oh yeah, for sure. This person, I mean, this scenario definitely should have been a deal breaker. I definitely did not see it as that. I think I still kept texting him afterwards, like at LMU too. How old was I? 18. 18-year-old me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I feel like a lot of times, like, especially when you're, like, not very mature in terms of, like, datings, or, like, when you're still young, a lot of times, like, at least for me, like, I'll always just think about how can I be a good supporter to the other person? Like, how can I, what does a good person will do in this situation? And a lot of times when I'm thinking in that way, then I'm compromising a lot of my own feelings and needs. And now, like, I've learned that I need to draw my boundaries and be like, no, you cannot treat me like this.
Yes, important lesson. Yeah, also, like, specifically with this person, like, because they were older, and I know that they've been in a relationship before we, like, started seeing each other. And I don't think I ever communicated to him, actually, that that was my first kiss. Like, I was so, like, I didn't say much. Like, I was so uncommunicative. So I guess that's also partly on me. Like, I wouldn't be straightforward. Also, the Kanto TV show thing, like, I feel like you wouldn't be straightforward with things. You just kind of have to, like, go around the bushes and, like, honestly, have people. Yeah, so that was the mindset I was operating in. So we weren't communicative and, like, never, like, made it official or anything. I think I did ask him. I was like, so what are we? And then he was like, well, since I'm going off to college, I don't know if we should, like, start anything. I don't know where I was going with that. Yeah, anyways.
Okay. Oh, but, like, I just want to, like, add on to, like, what you just said, like, about TV show. Because I feel like a lot of times, like, with my parents, we don't really talk about, like, dating and relationships. So, like, a lot of times I feel like we get our examples from, like, TV shows and, like, songs and, like, pop cultures, which a lot of time is, like, toxic.
Yeah.
That translates into our own relationship. And then it's a cycle because people who are, like, making these songs also went through the same thing, and then they make a song about it.
Yeah.
And then people listen to it.
No, that is so true, though. Yeah, should have noticed that red flag. Should have. Okay, next one.
Oh, okay, I'll read this one. Still physically affectionate with his ex after confessing feelings to you.
I think that should be a deal breaker.
Like, what do you mean by physically affectionate?
Like, they still, like, cuddle and, like, hold hands and stuff.
Cuddle?
Yeah. See, yeah, again, this has happened to me before, and I was like, oh, it's fine. Yeah.
I think
deal breaker?
It should be a deal breaker, but I understand. Like, I can see myself just, like, doing the same thing as you. As, like, oh, it's fine. They're just friends, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, even reading this, I'm like, why me? Why? Bad decisions.
We learn.
Okay, next one. They aren't respectful to my culture or other cultures. For example, oh my god, I put this. Okay, so I wrote, for example, they think that food like 1,000-year-old egg is like smelly, or like they think kimchi is like gross and stuff. And I've been watching a lot of, you know, on James Corden, like his show. He does a thing where he like invites celebrities and they ask like a very like question that probably celebrities won't answer, like a very hard to answer question, and then they like have a punishment if they don't answer, where they eat like a food item that is disgusting. And so on the show they have stuff like bird saliva, which like I think I ate.
What, they are good. Yinhua, right?
Yinhua, yeah, I ate that growing up.
It's like luxury,
but I think they don't flavor it. They don't flavor it, so it's not like I don't know but how still, they get it. And then they have like 1,000-year-old egg, which we always eat also in congee. Like, I always ate 1,000-year-old egg growing up. And then they had, like, other things, like, hot sauce as, like, I guess hot sauce doesn't count. But just, like, these things that, like, we grew up eating, and then they think it's, like, gross food that people should be punished with, which really irked me the wrong way, like, whenever I watched those videos. But, yeah, so not respectful to my culture. That's why I put this, like, example in here, but if they are not respectful to your culture, like the food or like the festivities, or if they don't want to learn about it.
Yeah, that's
deal breaker.
If they're unwilling to learn and be respectful about it, no, that's a deal breaker.
Especially if they like say that my food, like the food I ate growing up is bad, or like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, that's just.
Okay. Just think about me as an immigrant. I'm like trying to assimilate to this culture every single day, and I'm trying to assimilate to the American culture every single day. Don't you not see my effort And can you also pay some respect to my own culture?
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's why, like, growing up, I always wanted to date someone who was, like, the same background as me. So it's, like, easier. Like, you know that they know your culture and that you know that they, I don't know. But even then, like, Asian, Chinese, American culture is very different. Like, even the food. Yeah. Oh, and you know another food on the James Corden show is chicken feet. And, like, fuck that. I grew up eating chicken feet at dim sum, you know? Don't why disgrace. All, like, don't
what,
offend. Yeah.
What video is that? What channel is it?
It's James Corden's Spill Your Guts, it's called. Yeah, I'm going to leave an angry comment on there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think this would definitely be deal breaker. I think that there is a beauty in being in a non, like, same culture relationship, though, that I've really seen in this my relationship now, because you really learn about other other person's culture, and you explain, you know, like, it's a nice time, you culture exchange, but also at the same time, sometimes you have to explain the harder things, like racism, and those are not fun to do.
I feel like if they're willing to learn and they're respectful about it, then it's totally fine.
Yeah,
but if they're not, then just bye. Go away. Don't talk to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think 18-year-old me would be like, no, it's fine. But then 23-year-old me would be like, no. No tolerance. I'm glad that we have both set more boundaries. Okay.
The next one, I wrote this one, is emotionally unintelligent. I don't want to put the word stupid or dumb on there. So that's why I put unintelligent.
It's a thing, though.
They can't be emotionally vulnerable.
I know, me too.
I think that would be a very big
red flag.
I think that would be a very big red flag. Very, 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 very big red flag.
I think so too. I don't think I could have a, like, deep conversation with someone who is emotionally, like, unavailable. Like, I like critical thinking, and I like bouncing off my ideas off of the other person. So if they can't really reciprocate that, that's hard.
Yeah. Actually, it might be a deal breaker. It might be a deal breaker. Because I've been in, like, one of those relationships where, you know, I feel like the other person is emotionally unavailable. Or, like, just not very intelligent, I think.
So, like, stimulating, like, really conversations.
Hard. Yeah, because I'm, like, a very emotionally driven person. Like, I like talking about feels and stuff.
Yeah, so deal breaker for you. I think it would be a red flag until the point where I feel like, I don't know, like, I can't have a conversation. Like, if it impedes us on having, like, productive conversations, then that's a problem. I think they can be, yeah, I don't know. I feel like not a lot of people are as emotionally intelligent as people we know, maybe.
Honestly, though, I feel like I can't really think of anyone. Like, girls are different sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. The next one is they can't follow through with their promises. Okay, that's a deal breaker for me.
Wow. I was going to say, that's a big red flag. This also happened to me. Yeah, just a really big red flag. But I guess, like, it depends on, like, I get it. Things comes up and they can't follow with, like, their promises. But if it happens, like, repeatedly, then I think it's a big red flag.
Yeah, I agree. The repeated thing. But also, like, I don't know, even small promises, I'm like, if you genuinely forgot, then that's fine. But, like, if you, I don't know, small things irk me. Like, even if, like, I'm trying to think of an example. Like, even if, like, he said that he would come say hi to me when I came home from the grocery store and he didn't, then I'd be like, why?
Yeah.
I feel like even small things irk me, let alone big things.
Yeah.
So, but if it's, like, a small thing, like, I can't think of an example. I think I would still be irked. Deal breaker. Like, how do you build trust then?
Yeah, don't.
No trust.
Yeah, because, like, I'm one of the people who, like, I kind of like word is also kind of important to me. Like I really remember like what your promise means. And if you're not reciprocating the level of attention that I give you, the trust that I give you, then I think it's a really big red flag.
Yeah. Okay. Our second to last one.
Okay. Is comparing you to other girls. I feel like we've kind of talked about this.
With the, like, ex one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how. Like, if they're hyping me up, I guess that's fine. But still, like, even if you're hyping me up and you're comparing me to another, like, person, that's still not, that's still kind of a red flag.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, I would say
I agree.
Red flag for this one.
Yeah, I think I agree. Yeah, I just have been, like, in a situation where, like, the dude would be comparing me to, like, their other girls. Like the high school one I talked about, like, the high school in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Comparing me to other girls, like, and telling me that I need to gain more weight. Or just, like, back then, I was like, oh, it's okay, like, and I will listen to you, like, you're right, like, I'm really not that good. But now I know that it's actually really bad.
Yeah.
I think it's a big, big, big red flag.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, like, maybe sometimes, like, they do it unintentionally, but you just really have to communicate with them that's not okay, and if they keep doing that.
Yeah.
That's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, like, I compare myself to other girls to begin with. I don't need you comparing me to other girls.
Yeah.
Just like in Olivia's song, Jealousy, Jealousy. We can all listen to that after this. Okay.
We should use that song.
Last one.
For our outro. We should use that song for our outro.
Okay, I'll remember to do that. Okay, our last one.
Disrespectful to my parents and friends. That's a deal breaker.
Yeah, like if you're disrespectful to my parents, why? Why do you even?
Yeah, why?
Yeah. Also, like, especially Chinese parents, like, you don't disrespect that hierarchy. Like, I feel like the one case that this could happen is, like, if they are from a very different background and they, like, communicate with their parents, like, not, like, yeah, differently. Like, we talked about before about how, like, a lot of white families are very friendly with their parents and they like maybe roast their parents and stuff. I mean, yes, our roasting is normal, but it's like you don't roast your partner's parents, you know, when you first meet them. But yeah. I feel like some people are like in that culture.
I feel like that's just a deal breaker for me, and even like disrespectful to my friends too.
My friends, yeah. I, like, now, I'm, like, I definitely should have trusted my friends' red flags. Like, they saw it clearer than I did.
Well,
we went through
so
all
we
our,
finished it.
How many did we have? 1, 2?
That's 16.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 16. Went through 16 prompts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hoped you guys, like, went through that with us and, like, thought in your head if it was a deal breaker or a red flag, too. It's a fun game.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess to end, we can say one thing that we learned from past shitty men, that we would like to pass on this advice in our 22, 23 years of life.
Okay. I think two things. Actually, two things. First, I think communication is super, super, super important in a relationship. And also just making sure that you're feeling comfortable with communicating, because also, like, if you don't feel comfortable communicating your feelings in that relationship, then that means, like, there's something wrong with that relationship.
That is so true. Yes.
Yeah, so communicate is very important. And secondly, I think I've said it before, is to set boundaries. And because I feel like a lot of times, especially for me, I always think about the other person's interest first. I think about what is the best for them and not really take account into like my own feelings. I will make my, like, in a relationship sometimes, like, if it's toxic, I will make myself so small that I make so much space for that person.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, I don't know, it's just unhealthy to do that. And just remember, like, you deserve to have boundaries, and you deserve to, like, ask for what you need in the relationship, and it's not causing, you're not, like, bothering the other person or hurting the other person by doing that.
Mm-hmm. Damn, I don't know what to say after that. That is it. I'm trying to think. I mean, I just feel like don't, like, if you're sus about something, and if you, like, notice a red flag, like, just trust that. Don't, like, keep making excuses for yourself in your head. Because that's definitely what I did, and then ended up getting hurt. Should have trusted my gut. But it's scary. Like, it's hard to, like,
when you're in have that conversation. It's hard to think straight.
Yeah.
You know?
It's hard to think straight, but it's also, like, hard to want to leave that person or have that conversation. Mm-hmm. Because even though it is toxic, it is, there's comfort in that. Mm-hmm. But don't give in to the comfort. Also, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like if you were 17, 18, like, that relationship or that person that you're, like, you really care for, it's, like, everything, you know? It's, like, blown up. And I think as you get older, you learn to separate that, like, set boundaries, as you said. But if you're in a relationship, or if you really, really, like, toxically, like, are longing for someone, like, know your worth. You are worth so much more than that other
person. Know your worth. That's very important. That's very important.
Yeah, cut out those toxic people. You'll find yourself, and then you'll find the right person for you. That's the most important part. Like, you will become a strong, independent human, and you will find your person. And if you don't want a person, like, just live your life, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yay! This has been our longest episode recording, I think. So far.
Well, way to start off the season, right?
I know. Some juicy tea.
Yes. Okay.
Yay. Well thanks so for listening. I know. Listening. Reliving some young us, some wrong decisions that we made.
Yeah. All right. It's time for it. Oh, follow us on social media.
Yes. We post a lot on there. And
we're gonna post more on TikTok in the following weeks.
Yes, follow us on TikTok, and then we'll probably be coming out with more, like, new content that is not just our usual content. So look out for that on our Instagram too. It'll be exciting. We're excited for it.
All right, outro music.